Hello, this is Jeff Buckles of the Two Roads and Two Destinies Ministries. We're in Genesis chapter 24. We're looking at Isaac, but especially at the servant of Abraham, the unnamed servant. Now, forgive me, I've got a head cold. I hope you'll bear with me as we're here together. Now, Abraham's old. We've read a little ways into this story. He asked his servant to go into the land that he came out of and to bring Isaac a wife from this land. And the servant asked him the natural question, do you want me to bring Isaac there if the woman don't come with me? And he says, no, don't take him back there. So we said, why would that be? Well, because they were idolaters. They didn't follow the true and the living God. We also had made mention that this servant is going to have a good influence on these people. Now, let's begin reading at verse 10 of chapter 24 of Genesis. I'm going to begin with a word of prayer. I try to do this every time. So let's try to continue this in its service. Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus again. We thank you for this little servant here that's mentioned. It's not even named. Father, thank you that we can be servants. Though people don't even know who we are, people don't even know how we serve. Our name may never be mentioned among the people, but yet we're recognized by you. Father, we just thank you that you have recognized this servant and that you've put him here. Not because he did anything great. He simply did what he was told to do. But Father, just being in thy will, just being where you wanted him to be, made him where he could not be ignored. And Father, we thank you that though men never know our names, you always do. And Lord, we pray today that you'd encourage some of the saints here, that they might take encouragement in this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to look at this servant and at some of the things he does in this story. And it speaks to us as the servants that we are. Now, this servant's been compared to the Holy Spirit also. You had Abraham the father, Isaac the son, and the Holy Spirit represented by this servant, the unnamed servant, who goes about doing the business of the father for the son. And that's a very good comparison. I believe that you really see this in this. But I would like to look at the servant himself in this story and try to draw conclusions about him. Now we see in verse 10 that everything that the master had was in his hands. And that meant that he was a faithful man. We're going to see in verse 12, he was a man who prayed. He was a prayerful man. We're going to see in verse 14 that he was a man who had a plan. He was a man with a plan. In verse 17, he was a man of action. In verse 27, he was a man of God. In verse 32, he was a man with a purpose. In verse 40, he was a man with a testimony. In verse 56, he was a timely man. Now, he was a servant. This is the kind of servant that he was. What better kind of servant to have than this? What better example for us as Christians in our service to God than this man here? Now, let's begin reading at verse 10. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. A faithful man. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. Now, well, let me read down another few verses. It came to pass before he had done speaking, and behold, Rebekah came out. who was born of Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. Now we see here, all the goods of his master were in his hand. He was a faithful man. This servant had proved in his service to Abraham that he could be trusted with everything that Abraham had. He didn't have to worry that when this man went down to this foreign land, that he was going to take something of Abraham's. He trusted him. Well, he was a faithful man. Now he goes out here and he goes to the place where the women go to draw water, and he prays to God and he says, Lord, help me have good speed. In other words, Lord, be with me today. Show kindness to Abraham. And I'm here at the water. And here's what I'd like for you to do. And he gives God his plan. He was a man with a plan, remember? Whenever the woman comes, I'm going to ask her to let down her pitcher that I may drink, and she'll say, drink, and I'll give your camels to drink also. And that's how I'll know that she's the one. He says, when she comes out, I'll just ask her for something to drink. And Lord, I want you to make her go get all the camels something to drink, and I'll know that that's the one. We see here that he's praying. He's a prayerful man, and he's a man with a plan. Philippians 4:7 says, so let's just turn to it real quickly. I don't want to get off the subject by flipping around, but it says to us that in everything, make your request made known to God by prayer and supplication. And that's what this man is doing here. I believe you get the meaning from that statement in Philippians, that we as Christians are to pray to God and to make our request known. It says, Verse 6, be careful, don't be anxious about anything, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your request be made known unto God. Here's what that servant's doing. He's not worrying. He's praying to God, and he's making his request and his supplication, and he's thanking God that this will be the blessing that you give him. Before he even finishes speaking, here comes a woman, Rebecca. She was born of Bethuel, son of Milcah, wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother. And her pitcher was on her shoulder. I don't know if you've ever had this to happen, but I've had it happen so many times. God answers our prayers before we even get them out of our mouth. Ain't that the truth? That's just the way he works. Sometimes he has our prayers answered before we even get them out of our mouth. This man hadn't even finished speaking, and here comes a woman, Rebecca. She's kin to Abraham, just exactly like Abraham had said. God's got her on the way. He had her on the way before this man even started praying. She is already on her way out to that well. And while this man's still praying, she gets there. And it says that she was pretty. She was a virgin. No man had knew her. She goes down there, fills her pitcher with water. And let's start reading at verse 17. He's a man of action, this servant is. The servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of your pitcher. And she said, drink, my Lord. And she hurried and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again into the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. And the man wondered at her and held his peace to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. Now, he didn't say anything about what was going on, but he was sitting there wondering. You know, he was just looking there, sort of his mouth drops open. Wow. I mean, this is going just exactly like I asked God to do it. This woman has run up out of nowhere. She's the first woman that I meet. She comes up, she gives me the water, and immediately she starts giving my camels to drink. Well, I'm not going to open my mouth because I don't know if this is the one for sure yet. So he keeps quiet. And he holds his peace. He wasn't sure that this was the one yet. That's what he means when he says he didn't know whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. Well, it came to pass when the camels had done drinking in verse 22 that the man took a golden earring of a half shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands and 10 shekels weight of gold and said, whose daughter are you? Tell me, I pray you, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And she said, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor. She said, moreover unto him, we have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. And the man bowed his head and worshiped the Lord. Now, he says, who are you? And where do you live? And she tells him who he is. Here he goes again. Now look at this. How would you like to be this man right now? Already his prayer has been answered before he can even get out of his mouth. This woman comes up. She does exactly what he had prayed for. Now he asks who she is. She's exactly who he had prayed for. And now he just falls down and bows his head and worships and says, verse 27, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. We've seen he's a faithful man, a prayerful man, a man with a plan, a man of action. Now he's a man of God. He falls down and he worships God and he thanks God. He says, I, being in the way that the Lord led me. He was a man who was obeying what God had said to do. Excuse me, what Abraham had said to do. According to the will of God, it says, servants, be obedient to your master in all things. In the Word of God, it tells us. And the Lord had led him right to the place, right to the person. And Rebekah had a brother whose name was Laban. Now, we're not going to get a chance to look into Laban a little bit. But we'll know later on who he is. Now, the first thing Laban sees is the earring and the bracelets on his sister's hand. And when he heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, saying, thus the man spoke to me, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. He said, come in, blessed of the Lord, wherefore stand you without? I have prepared the house and room for the camels. We're going to find out later on that Laban is a greedy fella. Laban sees these rings that she's got, and he sees these bracelets. He sees this is expensive stuff now. And this man is coming with a great big entourage of camels and stuff to get this woman and servants with him. And Laban, being the greedy man that he is, he sees him and immediately invites him in. Of course, I'm not going to say that it's all greed. I don't want to put the man down too much, but I'm sure it's there. But the man came into his house and ungirded his camels and gave straw and provender for his camels and water to wash his feet and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meat before him to eat, and he said, I will not eat until I have told mine errand. And she said, speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants, maid servants, camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him as he has given all that he has. And my master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughter of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. I really hate to stop here. I'm sorry, but we're out of time. We see that he's a man with a purpose. He comes in there, and he's also a man with a testimony. He comes into the house, he tells them everything that's going on. He says, I'm not going to say anything until I've got the words out of my mouth. And he testifies of Abraham. And he's going to go on. And he testifies of God. These are things that we need to be as servants of God. I'd like to end on that note this week and this time together. This has been Jeff Buckles of the Two Roads of Two Destinies Ministry saying goodbye.
Thank you, Jeff. And thank you for being with us this week, listening to our study in Old Testament Bible characters. Join us next week as one of the other brethren leads the study. From Mark Beebe and Jeff Buckles, this is Mike Moody with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.